Houston, station on 2MM.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, good morning. I figured I would go in and try to dig out this multi-filtration ORU that I need to get for my Dragon Pack activity. And I managed to dig it out. I got the correct serial number, serial number 8, but it was pretty down deep in PMM Deck 4. And I figured I would use the few extra moments I have to maybe try to reorganize that space a little bit and clean it up. And I pulled that out of the deck rack. I was wondering if you guys have any recommendations for what to put back into that box to kind of tidy things up. I was thinking right now on the Deck 4 rack front, there is a replaceable pump unit, a Russian replaceable pump unit that's in foam that looks like it might go in there well, but I wanted to get your guys' opinion also.
Copy all. We will investigate for you. We don't currently have an ISO, but I will see what I can get for you as far as getting back to you quickly.
And no issues. I think if it's going to be a bit, I'm happy. I will just put that replaceable pump unit in the hole that was left, and we can always rearrange afterwards if that's a better plan.
The ISO has plugged in. Sounds like that is a good plan.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Houston, this is station on 2. I'm getting into my Dragon packing activities, and I can verify in StoTrack step 163.03 that I have serial number 8 of the multi-filtration ORU that I'm getting ready to pack. And you're also welcome to come on board on the Node 2 cameras if you'd like.
That's a good serial number, and we will set up cameras. Thanks very much.
Sounds great. Houston, station on 2 for Dragon packing.
We're with you on Space Ground 2.
Hello. I've completed all of the stats that I see listed in StoTrack, although I did have a question about Dragon lifting straps, or two questions about this. I was looking at the strapping reference, or the constraint images, and it said that there were lifting straps in the CB-125 bag, and I was just wondering where that is to find them. And then a second question is that yesterday I loaded a bag in, I believe it was middle center 13, and it had a black strap around it already, which I think was called back to me that that was okay because that was a lifting strap, but in the strapping reference it said lifting strap should be yellow, and I just wanted to double check on that.
We copy the two questions. We'll check on it and get back to you.
Awesome. Thanks. Sorry, there's been one other thing to add. So I was just looking at those 4.0s that are in the middle center, and the return bag 010, which is at middle center 13, is a little bit wide, like it's bulging a little bit. So just a note that it may need a little bit of like repacking or rearranging of the internal contents, depending on how bulgy the bag that goes at middle center 11 will be.
We copy, and we'll track the same.
Thank you. Houston, station on 2 for barcode readers.
We're with you on Space Ground 2.
Hello. I had two questions for you. The first question was, when I was inspecting the barcode readers in the Russian segment, the cosmonauts reported that one of the barcode readers, the serial number is 1008. Serial number was 1008. I was showing similar symptoms to the barcode reader in the U.S. segment of 1007, where it's shown 0% battery for the sled components and kind of intermittently works, but most of the time doesn't work. And since I'm replacing one on the U.S. side, I was wondering if I should try to either replace the batteries or replace the sled for that one as well at the same time. And then the second question is, in the U.S. inspection, I was looking, I found these iPod touches, and they were in the battery stowage bag, but not inside the thermal runaway shield, and I just wanted to double-check that I should put them inside the thermal runaway shield that's inside the battery stowage bag.
Copy both questions. We'll take a look. And while I have you, I did get an answer from the questions you had for ISO earlier, if you're ready to copy.
Sure thing. I am ready to copy.
You inquired about the location for CB-125. It is located in the upper port Lyo enclosure in Dragon.
Copy that. Upper port Lyo enclosure in Dragon.
And we are still doing a little more research on your second question. Our recollection is that the straps have been black in color in the past, but we'll be double-checking with SpaceX because the reference is showing yellow.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a plan, and I can check in CB-125, too, and see what the color of straps are there as well at some point later today.
Sounds great. I will get back to you when I have an answer on the barcode questions.
Very much. Appreciate it. Houston, station on 2 for barcode readers.
What's the on 2 for barcode readers?
Hey, so the setup we had that doesn't quite agree with the Stonote. So the iPod to barcode reader mapping is crossed or is mixed. So what we currently have set up in Node 1 is iPod Touch serial number 1006. Is in barcode RFID scanner 1007, and then iPod 1007 is in barcode reader 1002. One that has not been working for us is the combination of iPod 1006 and barcode reader 1007. So I was thinking that's the one I should be switching out, but just wanted to confirm.
Okay, to read back, you've got set up iPod 1006 in scanner 1007 and iPod 1007 in 1002, and the issue that you're seeing right now is iPod 1006 and barcode reader 1007 don't communicate.
Affirmative, yeah. So I was assuming in this task we're supposed to swap one of the sleds, and I'm assuming that's the sled to swap out.
Copy, checking.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2.
Go ahead on to Chris.
Hey, Chris. Good afternoon. We wanted to give you a little bit of data for your upcoming East Everywhere app checkout activity, and we also have some answers to your questions from the morning, if now's a good time.
Now is a perfect time.
Great. Okay. For the upcoming East Everywhere app checkout, you are going to check out all 7 iPads, and just a note for Sophie's iPads, you're going to need your own login credentials. We have serial numbers for the iPads if you need them, and we think that you had hands on these recently by putting them into respective crew quarters yesterday. Let us know if that's not the case and if you need help trying to find those iPads.
Nope. I actually already started the procedure, and you answered a question that I put down in the crew note because I couldn't find the credentials for one of them.
We anticipate your needs as best we can. All right. Answers to your questions from the morning. For the color of the straps, on the lifting straps on the bag in the middle center in Dragon, those are expected to be black, not yellow.
Copy that. All right. Yep. The reference said yellow, but it already has a black strap, so it's all good.
Excellent. And then we've got some answers to you for the barcode reader activities. You had asked if you needed to replace the battery and sled for Russian barcode serial number 1008. We're going to actually put together an activity for you to R&R that battery for the future. So no action for now.
Copy that. No action for now.
And then for the U.S. Barcode reader, I think you had asked if you should put SLED 1001 on iPad Touch 1006, and we saw your crew note that's what you did, and that's a good configuration, and copy that the charging went well.
Yep, yeah. It was just that the pairing of the iPods and the sleds were switched from what was in the Stone Note. So I left them with their respective pairs, but I swapped out SLED 1007, and everything seems working now, so we're in good shape.
Great, we like that config. And then last question you had is, should the iPad touches be stowed in a thermal runaway bag? That's a good question, because the answer is yes. And I've got a location where you can find thermal runaway bags when you're ready to copy.
So, sorry, just to clarify, so there was a battery bag, and in there was a thermal runaway thing, but it wasn't really a bag. It didn't open. It was just kind of like a metal sheet. The iPods were in the battery bag, but not like in the sheet. They were just kind of next to this sheet, and I wasn't quite sure what their config should be.
Happy checking.
If it's helpful, I can grab it and show you guys on the camera what it is.
We will take a show and tell.
Give me 2 minutes, and I will be right back with it. And then one follow-up question for Everywhere for Sophie's iPads. So you want me to just double-check that I can log in as my user in her Everywhere, or is that the desired action?
That's affirmed, Chris. You'll be logging in with your login into Sophie's iPads.
Okay, and then just leave myself logged in her Everywhere?
Once you're done, you can log out, Chris.
Okay, copy all.
And we see you on the video.
Okay, so I've got this battery bag, which is under my arm, and then inside it, when I found it, it was kind of in this configuration. There were just kind of two iPods in it, and then this thermal runaway shield, which I thought was a bag, but is just a shield, like it's just a piece that folds, and so I was wondering what the desired configuration was. Is it that folded with the iPods inside the battery bag? Is that the desired config?
That's correct, Chris. Yeah, so you kind of put the iPods in the shield and then fold it together and then put it in the bag. And this is reminding me of the home shopping network.
Right, that makes sense. That's how I put it back. So I'm glad we got it in the right config. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Spill station on 2. I just wanted to double check if it's okay for me to get started with the ZBook laptop battery change out for the Wharf laptop.
And Chris Huntsville's with you on 2. You are go for the Wharf laptop, and we're also ready for you to start ZBot at your convenience. You're going step 1 for that as well.
Oh, perfect. All right, let me just change this battery out, and then I'll get set up for ZBot. Thank you.
We copy all. Chris Huntsville with you on 2. We like the view for MSG.
And copy all. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And Huntsville, I'm just going to be gathering all the storage stuff, and then I'll get right into the desk.
We copy. And Huntsville sees. And that's a good bottle.
Copy all. Thanks for checking.
And Chris Huntsville with you on 2. Just a heads up, we're going into an LOS in about a minute. Your go to proceed. Only Delta is during the stow if you could just label the packaging as used, but execute as written.
Copy that. I'll push through the LOS, and I'll just put used on the outside of the packaging of the cylinder.
That is perfect.
Huntsville, this is station on 2. I'm complete with the ZBot task. Fingers crossed for a successful gas injection, and wondering if you're all set with the camera view.
And Chris, we are all set, and we'll let you know if this run hopefully did the trick. Thanks for your help today.
Absolutely, yep, I'm hopeful too. All right, thanks, appreciate it.
Station Munich on 2 for Chris and Everywhere.
Munich, Chris is with you on 2.
Good afternoon, Chris. Just wanted to let you know that for the Everywhere checkout activity, we received 6 out of the 7 iPad locks that we're looking for, and our colleagues would like to make sure that we can maybe trace the 7th lock as well. We would have some steps for you to confirm if you have a second for us.
Absolutely. I'm ready to copy.
Okay, so the iPad we're looking for is serial number 1087. And we want to make sure that everything went nominally here, and specifically that step 6, which is exit the Everywhere app, has been performed, as is a prerequisite for the lock to generate. If everything went fine, then we would just ask you to run the execution of for that activity for the iPad once again, just to try to trigger the lock generation one more time.
Copy all. I will go ahead and do that on 1087. Thank you, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Copy all. Thank you so much.
And Munich, station on 2. I just tried logging in and logging out of that iPad on Everywhere again. Let me know if that generates the log you're hoping for.
And Chris, this is Munich. Thank you so much for that. From what I understand, it can take up to 15 minutes for the log to arrive. So we'll let you know in due time.
Sounds great. Yep, thank you.
And Chris, this is Munich once again. I have one go back for you. We just wanted to make sure that the app is also put into background, not just logged out. That's also necessary for the log to be generated.
The app was put into background. I didn't log out of of the username. I just put the app into the background. I did log out and log back in though when I went up there.
Okay, copy all, Chris. That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Problem.
Station Munich on 2 for Chris and Everywhere. No response required. Just to let you know, we received the lock. Thanks to you again.
And Munich, great news. Glad that worked and happy to help. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on 2, at your convenience for a ZBot status.
Chris is here on 2.
Chris, wanted to report the ZBot data indicates a successful gas injection today. Your persistence finally paid off. And additionally, the Wharf laptop is also looking healthy. Thanks for all your help today.
Well, I really appreciate closing the loop on those. That's great news and really happy to hear it. Thanks, Ward.
No problem, and looking forward to more successful science.
Same here. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Evening DPC.
Chris is ready to copy on 2.
Hey, Chris. Tomorrow's plan is on board, and Houston, Huntsville, Muke, and Scuba don't have any topics for Evening DPC tonight, so we wanted to offer to you a cancellation so you can enjoy extra time in your conference if you desire. Do you have anything for us?
I do not have anything urgent. I think I saw tomorrow there is a Bose headphone pairing task, and I have completed those actions, so that is probably already all set. But other than that, I don't have anything for you guys.
Okay, we copy. Thanks for the report with the Bose headphones deploy. And with that, we wish you a very pleasant evening. It was a pleasure today.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks. And I really appreciate you looking out for me to get a little extra time, so I appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. You guys, too. Houston, station on 2 for Gem Cam 1.
Go ahead.
Hey, I just finished R&Ring the HD SDI cable for Gem Cam 1 that had been giving us some trouble, and if I turn the camera on, if you guys want to give it a check and see if it's working, that would be much appreciated.
Copy, Chris. We'll turn it on and give it a checkout and let you know how it goes.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And Station Houston on 2 for Chris. We had a good checkout on that GEM camera, so excellent work. And we're going to take down that view now.
Thanks very much. Appreciate you confirming it was working. Thank you.